Sometimes I would hit on girls at work. I did have standards. Only the customers, because the coworkers had to come back. If I creeped them out, then, you know, right? So one time, I don't want to brag about my past life, but I was the free sample ice cream guy. I know that's usually reserved for old women, but they were like, Andrew, you look like you need to pick me up, so here's some ice cream. Go give it to people. So I saw this beautiful lady walking in. I had Ben and Jerry's ice cream, aka Rebound Food. And I was like, hey, I'll give you a choice. You can get a nice cold cup of ice cream or a nice hot date with this. Again, not the laughing time. And she literally looked at me. She's like, I'll take the ice cream and I'm lactose intolerant. Whoa. It is. Thank you. Now, some people go for applause breaks and laughs. I go for the random lady in the front. Like, that's pathetic. That's sad. Can we do a prayer circle? Where's the children's minister? Let's pray for this person. One time it worked out, though. One time I saw this lady, and I was like, hey, we should go on a date sometime. And she said, sure, where should we go? And I said, I don't know. I've never made it to this point in the conversation before. And so, like, I called up my friends and asked for advice, and they told me a couple things. I want to kind of check with you guys to make sure they weren't messing with me. They said, first of all, as a guy, never order a salad on a date. That was something they told me. And I was like, oh, why? And here's why. It actually makes sense. Like, sir, you look like you could beat me up really easily. Like, it wouldn't even be a fight. You would just hit me and I'd die. That's like, that's how tough you look. But if I saw you eating a salad, instinctively, I'd be like, I could take him. You've never seen a guy eating a salad and thought, there's a tough guy. You have seen a guy eating a salad and thought, he looks like he might be into tough guys. So that's why you don't get salads on dates. Another thing my friend said, ladies, clap or cheer if this is an accurate statement. Women like it when you open their car doors on date. Okay, cool. Here's the thing, though. Anyone can do that. And, like, set your standards higher. Like, oh, he may be a terrible person, and he has 7 girlfriends, but he opens my car door, so... Right? Like, and besides, like, there's plenty of better-looking guys here that could also open your car door. If I want to get a lady, I got to step it up a notch. So I came up with what I like to call my first date prank, if you will. Here's how it works. When I take you to my car, instead of opening the car door, I like to pop open the trunk and nudge towards it. Let's you know that whether you think so or not, I think you're a keeper. The sad part is, there's going to be 2 guys in this room that are going to do that later. And they're going to get slapped, and I cannot be held accountable for it. I think the thing I feel most nervous about when dating is that moment when it's time for the first kiss. Right? You have to say something smooth to lead into it. And you guys know how smooth I am, right? So, like... Wrong laughing time. I wish it was like middle school. In middle school, you had the movie theater movie. You put that arm around it. One time, though, this girl, because I was middle school, not creepy. I put my arm around her, and she literally was like, could you not? And I knew right then, okay, don't do it. Right? You do that as an adult. You just go in for the touching without any words. You get maced to the face in a restraining order. So as an adult, you have to say something smooth. So I was out one day with this beautiful lady. It was time. I was thinking for a first kiss. You know, it was time to make the move. I don't want to brag, but I was in my 1987 puke-colored green Chevy Malibu. It was great. People walked by, and they're like, isn't that the color that is like a sinus infection? Like, that's when I go to the doctor when I blow. Literally, like, it didn't have seat belts because I wanted the women to know I live dangerously. It was great. You turn that defogger on at the same time as the radio, and the radio shorted out. So. Women were just with me because of my nice things at the time. So I was in the car with this beautiful lady, and I knew it was time. So I knew I had to lean into her and, like, say something smooth. So I looked deep into her eyes. I knew the next thing that comes out of my mouth would have to be the smoothest, sexiest thing I could think of. And this is what came out of my mouth. I was like, yo, girl, pucker up. It's happening. The table full of dudes clapped at that. They were like, yeah. Well, it didn't happen. You know, I know what I look like. I know how I sound. I know how many senses I have. This is the best I got. I'm going to work with it. So I'm going to tell you guys my absolute favorite pickup line. Maybe you can use it someday. Maybe some of you will use it tonight. Well, often I look at beautiful women who are clearly out of my league. And I walk up to them like, look, I may not be the best looking guy in the room, but I'm the only one talking to you. I said, thank you, single guy sitting over there. I said that one time at a comedy show much like this, and this girl in the back of the room goes, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. I wish a guy would say that to me. I had two thoughts. One, that's pathetic. And two, I really need to go talk to her after the show. Thank you guys so much. You have been fantastic. Thank you for being here.